Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 77 of the Pause.com Entertainment Podcast. We are your hosts,
Tony.
And I am Lou, and I apparently forgot what number podcast this was, but.
Even though it's typed on the top.
I know,
of the page.
I couldn't see it. That was the problem. Yeah, I lose track of the numbers. No. You know what I'm saying? Yes. So, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was nice.
Did you have the turkey?
I did have the turkey.
Did you have fixins?
I had fixins.
Did you cook?
I did not.
Oh, boy.
No.
Really? I'm kind of surprised. Don't you like to cook?
Yeah, but that's a big undertaking for just a couple people.
Sure, but you don't have to do the turkey. You could just do the other stuff.
I did. I made green bean casserole.
Oh, yeah?
That I did.
Yeah? No. What kind do you make? The kind with almonds?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? People put like almond slivers on the top.
You mean like green bean almondine?
Sure. If you want to get all technical on me.
No, fine. I do the kind with the, you know, fried onions and the.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
Cream and mushroom soup. Yeah.
I don't know about that part.
That's how it's made.
Okay, I'm just saying. You don't have to. You have to say the word mushroom because that kind of ruins the whole thing for me.
It's in it. I don't
you
know what to say.
Green beans, almondine.
No, there's no almonds in mine.
Confungi. what else is going on?
That's it. We have. I see you've decorated for Christmas.
I have.
As you know
from the previous season of the holiday. I really enjoy decorating for Christmas. And yes, there's a big tree in front of us in the middle of the table. So we can barely see each other.
Yeah. I kind of like that.
It's kind of like Rudolph and Hermie playing a game of tag. That's what this episode is going to be all about. Rudolph and Hermie.
Should we mention? Are we mentioning what I'm about to mention? So I guess we are.
A future episode?
Yes.
Yes. Our old pal Todd Stashwick is going to be joining us for another episode this holiday season. So we don't have the exact dates yet, but we are going
to... We do not have those dates yet.
We are going to... well, you're not going to join us for the movie, right?
No.
Well, Todd and I are going to go see the new Tron movie together, and then you're going to see it separately, and then we'll all talk about it on the show that he's with us on.
Yes.
And we can talk about lots of other
I will
cool
be seeing
stuff.
The same movie, so we will be able to discuss it, even though I will not be in the same theater.
Why don't you want to go see it with us?
It sounds like a big group thing that, you know.
It's four people.
Yeah.
That's a big group?
There was a kid in there somewhere.
Oh, my God.
You know how I feel about
the kids.
You're
like the grumpy old grandma.
You can't hate, even though you have a kid, you can't hate people for not being fans of kids. I like your kid.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
That's, you know, your kid and my nieces, one at a time. That's all I need in my life.
They are, I will admit, they are hard to take more than one at a time. So I'm glad we only have one.
I'm just saying, you can't fault people for not being kid-friendly.
No. Especially if you don't have kids.
Right.
If you have kids and you're not kid-friendly, I can definitely fault you.
Right, because what were you doing in the first place?
Exactly. You should have known what you was getting into.
Right.
But so we're really looking forward to having him back on the show with us for another episode. It should be a lot of fun.
If I haven't just insulted him so much just to say something about his child.
No, that's fine. And we're gonna what was I gonna say? We are going to also talk about some other stuff when he gets here, like his Devil Inside web comic that he does with Dennis Calero. Really cool comic so far. I'm very much enjoying it. And we'll probably talk about Oliver's web series, Donna's Revenge, because Oliver's another friend in that whole circle of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And probably lots of other fun stuff. So again, looking forward to that. And that will be...
around the time we give our best of the year
picks as well. So maybe he can join
Todd will take part in
that
as he did last year.
Yeah, so there you go. So look forward to that in a few weeks. What else? You got any...
Yeah, we do have a little mail.
This must have been last minute mail.
No. Well, some of it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Some of it, no.
Okay.
Gene wants to know, I guess we can discuss, we will discuss this in the TV section. Were we happy with the results of Top Chef Just Desserts?
Okay. You want to discuss it now or then?
No, we'll wait till then.
Why don't we? Okay. That's fine.
No, let's get through the mail and then we'll discuss.
All right.
I mean, because that's on our list to talk about. She had heard that the event was going away. I don't know if she means for winter
the 3-month break.
Yeah. But what do we think of that? Well, we'll talk about that as well.
Okay.
And did either of us see the movie Fair Game? I did not.
I did not either.
And you did not.
Sorry, Gene.
Sorry. That's a political thriller with Sean Penn and Naomi Watts.
Oh, I want to see that.
Yeah.
Is that out in the theaters right now?
I believe so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do want to see that. Although, remember a couple years ago, there was that movie with, I want to say, Nicole Kidman, where it looked very similar.
Yeah.
Like, even the trailer, I'm like, did I already see this movie?
Right. I know.
But yeah, I'd like to see that because I like Naomi Watts. Excuse me there. This is my lunch coming back to haunt us.
Lovely.
I like Naomi Watts a lot more than I like the Nicole Kidman. That's for sure.
I disagree with that.
What?
I prefer Nicole Kidman over Naomi Watts.
Well, there's something wrong with you.
You know, they're like best friends in real life, too. That's the ironic part.
They're both Australian, right?
Yeah. And literally best friends.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Is that how Naomi Watts got her start?
I think so. Maybe a little.
Well, okay. Well, props to what's her name for that. But I think Naomi Watts is a better actor.
I disagree with
and
that.
And I think she is much sexier.
I will agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, because she hasn't completely, you know, messed up her face with all kinds of surgery.
Not only that, but she's not a robot.
Right.
Like Nicole Kidman.
That's going along with what I'm saying.
That's right.
Jason has a few things here. I'll just paraphrase here. He says, if you follow at Amazon MP3 on Twitter or check their site, you'll find a lot of deals he's been getting on music. Last week, he got John Legend and the Roots, Wake Up, Gorillaz Plastic Beach, and the latest Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings albums for just $1.99, which those are new releases, so that's...
Full albums for $1.99? Yeah. That's a good deal.
So so at Amazon MP3 on Twitter.
Cool. Like that.
They also often have new releases for just $3.99 on drop day.
Wow.
That's great.
That is great.
Wait, there's more
of
this.
That's typically less than half price.
And the MP3s are DRM free.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of my favorite things about Amazon is that you don't have to deal with any of that. I mean, you don't have to deal with that on iTunes anymore. For stuff that you buy new, but a lot of people have a lot of stuff that's still DRM protected because they didn't want to pay the extra money to un-DRMify all the stuff they had bought previously.
Un-DRMify.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's the technical term.
Jason also wants to know if we are getting a Lost vibe from The Walking Dead. For example, diverse ensemble cast, themes of survival and leadership, and the others.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen this week's episode, this most recent episode yet.
Oh, let me tell you what happens.
No. He tried to do this when we were at lunch. He's trying to tell me the whole episode. I didn't want
to
hear it.
You're supposed
all
to be
I wanted
prepared
to know,
with that.
I wanted to know was whether or not that
today
guy.
Today is Wednesday. That was on Sunday.
I don't care.
You've had more than enough time.
I have a very busy life, and all I wanted to know was if that one dude was psychic. And then you start telling me like the whole episode, which I don't want to know. Because I want to be surprised by it. But what I'm asking now is
let me just say he's not psychic because he should have seen what was coming.
Okay. But that aside, and I'm not even listening to you, is there something that happens in this episode that is why he made the reference to the others? Because
they use the phrase the others in this episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Now I'm intrigued. I can't wait to watch it in low def.
Right.
With real live stereo sound.
And that's all I have for mail.
Okay. Well, thanks to Gene and Jason for that.
Yes. And Jason, I guess I see a little, let's talk about it now because I may forget later. While I was watching this week's episode of The Walking Dead, I do see a similarity to Lost in the quality of it, the quality of the writing, as opposed to the event.
Yeah. You know, one of the things.
The events is entertaining, but it doesn't have anywhere near the quality of writing that The Walking Dead has.
Right. Absolutely. It's a much less deep show.
Right.
Yeah,
there's more of a 3D nature.
Well, there's
the characters
there's
more
a realness to the characters in both The Walking Dead and Lost.
Right.
That most shows, and we said this when Lost ended, but despite the fact that the show was infuriating a lot of times because it never
especially
really went anywhere.
Yes.
It still was, I feel, one of the most finely crafted TV shows in history.
I agree.
I mean, the characters were great. The way that the whole thing was laid out, whether or not you like the stories and all the mysteries and all the questions that never got answered or not, the way that everything was presented was so well done that I really don't think I've ever seen another show that was that well done in that type of way. And The Walking Dead is very much like that. But one of the things that was brilliant about Lost is that taking place on a tropical island, the direness of the situation that they were in and the frustration of all the mysteries on the island was offset by the beautiful scenery. So there was a nice balance there, which I'm missing a little bit in The Walking Dead because everything is so gloomy.
Right.
And that's my problem with a lot of zombie films and a lot of post-apocalyptic stories in general, is that they're so gloomy that there's no, it's like you almost literally need that ray of sunshine to take you through the terrible things that are going on right. to the characters. And I wish that there was a little bit more of that in Walking Dead. And I really wish I could see it in HD, which I can't on DirecTV. But you know what I'm saying? How in Lost there was that element, like you'd notice how beautiful things were or how cool things were or how amazing things looked. And that's one element that is definitely not in The Walking Dead in terms of the scenery and the surroundings.
Not so far anyway.
Right. Yes. What does that mean?
We don't know where they're going.
Oh.
Maybe they'll end up on a tropical island.
Well, I can only talk about, so far.
But
I haven't seen the future, unlike some people on that show. All right. So you want to get
that
into
that guy didn't see what was coming. That's all I got to say.
You want to? Well, he didn't. He didn't, apparently.
Well, let's move into
the visual games.
Yes.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm going to start with, since you were just talking about the apocalypse and, like, you know, that kind of world. Uh-huh. I played a game for a very short while called Metro 2033 on the Xbox 360.
Okay.
Garbage.
Really?
Total garbage. This is one that I played for like an hour, and I'm like, okay, I don't ever want to play this again.
Yeah.
It's kind of like takes place after some kind of, like, I don't know if it's a nuclear war.
What year?
I don't even know. 2033.
Ah!
Yeah. It's the title. And it's a shooter.
I hope you know that was on purpose.
But yes. But I felt like I was playing an old Xbox game. It didn't feel like
Which
next
one?
Gen at all. No, I mean like
oh.
like it was a game from the old Xbox.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
just,
I remember seeing
there was
that,
nothing really original about it.
Because they advertised the hell out of that game.
It wasn't fun. Did they?
Yeah, I saw tons of ads for
it. I thought it was kind of like, I don't know. They
Lame.
Need that money back.
Yeah.
To put back into the game because.
Well, unfortunately, it's
I didn't
not
like
happen.
It. Yeah. I can't even give you specifics because I just didn't like it.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
By the way, I've never played any of the Gran Turismo games.
Uh-huh.
Have you played any of them?
No. There are too
There's
much
a new
of
one
a
coming out? Like
yeah,
GT5?
There's too much of a racing sim for me.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I
That's,
saw...
That more than any of them.
Even more than Project Gotham?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because yeah. I saw some screenshots from the new one today.
It looks real, doesn't it?
Looks amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like real cars.
Yeah, you would have to get yourself one of them PS3s in order to play that, by the way.
Oh, it's PS3 only?
Yes.
Yeah. I heard those things are nice.
They do everything.
That's what I hear from you and you alone.
I also want to mention I've been playing Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
Still
a little
enjoying
more.
That?
Yes and no.
Oh, boy.
And let me tell you why.
Where's the silver lining now?
In the campaign, I'm a little frustrated because, you know, you have different kinds of missions. And the missions I like are where you're the cops and you're chasing the bad guy. You're the bad guy. You're trying to get away from the cops. The missions I don't like is where you have to get from point A to point B under a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Like taking shortcuts in that.
Yeah.
And like.
Shortcuts.
That takes away from the fun of the game for me and the times.
That's too much pressure.
Well, the times are too small.
They're probably not if you finish on time.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But, they're probably not too small if you're good at the game.
But like all the other parts of all the other like kinds of challenges I've gotten like gold on and I can't get gold on those and I can't progress any further. Or progress any further.
I knew what you meant.
But yeah. What I do find that I like a lot about it is I've been playing the online, the multiplayer.
Yeah.
And in the Hot Pursuit mode, you're either the cop or the bad guy. So
okay.
You either, using your arsenal of weapons, you either try to stop the bad guy or, you know, get away from the cops.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some of your weapons are like spike strips that you drop behind you.
Nice.
Or in front of you, like EMP, you've got to like stay locked on the target long enough to send like EMP.
Zap them.
Yeah. Send a helicopter. Or if you're the bad guy, like if you know that they're about to use like a weapon on you, you can jam their system.
Yeah.
Electronically.
That's pretty
cool. Yeah, it's really cool. So, I mean, the object is, if you're the bad guy, to get, you know, to point B. Without being
stopped.
Busted by the cops.
Yeah.
And also, you know, if they hit you and stuff and knock you off the road, that
causes
damage as well. So obviously, as the cops, you want to, you know, destroy them.
Cause damage and stop them.
I've had so much fun with it. And
have you been spanked by a lot of 13-year-olds?
No, that's the reason I'm having fun with it.
I'm not talking about the game.
hey, we weren't going to talk about that. That's why I'm having fun with it, because I don't feel that there's, you know, a big difference in, like, skill in that I'm being, like, destroyed.
Right, right.
So
that is good. That is
I don't
good.
Know if it's matching me based on how much I've played online
yeah,
or
it could be.
How far I've gotten.
Because they were
the
pretty
game.
Good about that in Burnout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you actually feel in these multiplayer games that there's actually a purpose and that you have something to do rather than just like, you know.
Driving around for the sake of driving.
Yeah. Yeah. And being a jerk.
I like doing that anyway, though. In real life.
So I'm having fun with it. I don't know how much longer I can have fun with it if I don't get past those.
And that's on the 360 challenges. That you're playing that?
I am playing on 360, but it is available on the PS3 as well.
Yeah, I'd like to try that one of these days.
And I believe the iPhone, but I'm sure that's not the same.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
And how about you?
I've been playing more of the Bejeweled 3 beta.
Yeah.
Which that comes out next week. I think it comes out on the 7th. It's the same day.
Same day as the Cataclysm.
Same day as the Cataclysm. So
wow.
There you go.
That's a big day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, it's not vastly different from the previous game. Uh-huh. They added more modes, and some of those modes are pretty fun. But again, I almost was
Hope that the iPad version comes shortly after that date.
Oh, I'm sure it will. You know, I really feel like, as much as I hate, you know, Apple mobile devices, I really feel like that is the best platform for that type of game.
Yes.
Because you're interacting directly with the game, as opposed to...
Touchy-touchy.
Right, touchy-touchy.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with a little touchy-feely.
Absolutely not.
Unless,
of
course.
Did you not want to talk about being spanked by 13-year-olds?
I was just going to go there.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, you're being...
We won't do that.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go into miscellaneous.
Wow, that's all you got, huh?
Yeah, I haven't had a lot of times. You know, the holidays are very busy
for
me.
But next time we will be talking about the Cataclysm.
That's right, we will be talking about the Cataclysm.
All right. Christopher Nolan has announced that a game based on his current hit Inception is currently in the works.
Wow.
That could be fun.
Could be fun, or it could be...
Did you read, I don't have this on here, but did you read that Leonardo DiCaprio, while making that movie, was many times confused, and they had to tell him, okay, here's what's going on in your scene? Like, he got so confused by the concept. Yeah, he said that in some interview, that they would have to sometimes stop shooting and explain to him, okay, this is, like, the subset dream of the dream, and you know, this
you know,
is
I could see
that
though, because
especially making it, because you're doing it in a different order,
right? You
and
don't
like,
have the benefit of editing,
right?
And yeah, so I could totally see why that would be the case, especially because, you know, I have to say I've really grown to like him as an actor quite a bit, and because I used to not like him. You know?
I agree. I didn't used to like around Titanic time.
Yeah,
I hated him.
Hated him. And I really think he's turned out to be one of the better actors of our you know, general age range.
And a fine young man at that.
And if you say so. and he seems like, based on nothing but his performances, he seems like he puts a lot of himself into these roles. I mean, he's pretty intense to watch on screen a lot of times, especially in a movie like that. So, you know, I could see that if he's trying to really get into it, that he would need to make sure he really understood what was going on. So he's got his motivation right and all that kind of
stuff. And, you know, the paparazzi doesn't catch him, you know, shaking his junk all over the beach.
I don't even have any idea what you just said. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Ready, what does that mean?
Ready. Sometimes it's better not to ask.
But you brought it up.
I know. It's just, you know, it's...
Okay.
If I'm humoring one other person out there, it's worth it.
All right. All right. That's fair.
Nathan Fillion fans must be up in arms because the much-desired role of Nathan Drake in the upcoming Uncharted film adaptation has been given to Mark Wahlberg.
No.
Ugh.
Marky Mark?
I can't believe that.
Huh.
Did they learn nothing from Max Payne?
I don't know. So you're an ancient relic, huh? What's that like?
Say hello to your mother. Yeah. No, I can't believe they gave it to him.
Wow.
He's not very...
You know what? He doesn't have a lot of presence.
Yes.
That's the whole thing, because I think that in certain parts he's
depth.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think he's an okay actor in certain roles.
He'll never beat Dirk Diggler.
You know, you're
you know, I love
right.
that movie.
You're
I'm
probably
being serious,
right.
actually.
No, you're probably right.
I
mean, that was probably one of that is probably his best part ever. But you know, in like lighter films like the Replacements, I liked him in that. Right? Wasn't that him?
Replacements.
Wasn't that him? No, that wasn't him. Was it? Was that him?
That's Keanu Reeves. The football movie?
Oh no! You know what I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of the other football movie that he was in, where he played the guy.
Oh yeah.
Who was just like a guy.
Right.
And then he gets to play.
And then
in
he's the football
Super Bowl
guy
or whatever.
Yeah.
He was all right in that, you know, in those lighter movies. But then
I can't believe you would see that movie. That's so not something you would see.
You know what? I
never saw it.
No. I'll tell you why I went to see it.
You went to see it?
Yeah. We saw it in the theater.
That is so weird to me.
You know why? Because I really love movies that take place in that time period.
It's late 70s or something, right?
Okay. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, that's when I was a kid. And
that's
really
so weird to me that you would go
like
to the theater to see that movie.
You know, the world felt totally different back then.
Right.
And in some ways, I feel like...
Innocence Lost?
Well, I think everyone feels that about the time when they were kids. But I feel like we were still in somewhat of a dark ages, because like the computer revolution hadn't really taken off yet.
Right.
You know, it was just about to start. And, you know, the information age, if you want to call it, was just about to start.
The Bee Gees were still topping the charts.
Sure. Whatever. but you know what I mean? The world felt...
HR Puff and stuff.
The world looked dirty and smelled like gas. And it was a very unique time. And you know, I have a lot of really fond memories from that time. So I really like to see movies that took place then. And
that explains why it always smells like gas in here.
That's something else. And not my fault.
You're not going to like this next thing. We will all have to wait quite a bit longer for the Star Wars MMO, The Old Republic. EA has denied an early 2011 release date, stating that the game will be released somewhere in the 2012 fiscal year. But that's after April 2011.
Sure. So. And, you know, I honestly don't care at this point because I haven't seen...
it doesn't look that great.
It doesn't. I haven't seen anything from what I've seen from that makes me think that it's going to be fantastic.
Well, let's hope that's the reason it's taking long, is that they're scrapping all the crap and...
making it better.
Right.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, comparatively, if you look at anything that ArenaNet says about Guild Wars 2, it's like, it'll be ready when we're done.
Right.
And they won't comment on dates because they're like, look, you know, we had a huge success with Guild Wars, and a lot of that success was because of things that we did before it was ever released, and we're not going
to...
You
haste
know,
makes waste.
We're not going
to
cheap out on you guys.
Say, yeah.
You know, they've got 6 million diehard fans. You know, they're not going to cheap out on their fans by putting something out before it's ready. And I, you know what? I applaud them. We applaud you, ArenaNet.
No, it's just you applauding.
Actually, I'm doing this so that hopefully they get me in on the beta as soon as possible.
Another game we've been anxiously awaiting has been pushed back. Portal 2 is now set to be released in April 2011.
When was it originally supposed to come out?
Well, originally it was supposed to be like now.
Really?
And then they push it to February, and now it's pushed to April. I want to mention while we're talking...
Did you hear why?
No.
Because somebody actually hit the portal gun, and all the copies of the game fell through to another universe.
Okay. You know, I was at home the other day, and I was thinking about Portal 2. I'm like, you know what? Oh, also, it was on sale. I mean, this is part of it. But I downloaded the Xbox Live Arcade version of Portal.
Yeah.
Which was supposed to have, like, bonus levels or something.
Portal is still alive.
And yeah, that's the name of it.
Yeah,
and played a good part of it. That game is so much fun.
It really
I can't
is.
Wait for the new one.
In fact,
it's been long enough since I played it that like it was almost. I mean,
it wasn't new,
but it was almost like new. And then I don't remember how to do this one.
Right. I updated my Xbox 360.
I noticed that
last week.
I noticed that,
and I went into Portal and started playing. And it's pretty cool. I'd never played it on the 360 before. It's all right, but I still have a feeling that, like, once I got to like the part where you had trouble,
right,
before the last level, that I would probably have trouble with that too. It's just a lot easier with the mouse,
right? Mousey mouse.
Hey, can I? Because you mentioned Cataclysm.
Yeah.
You know, it's past the date now, but through yesterday, Blizzard had a sale on all the previous World of Warcraft games. You could get all three games for $20.
Wow.
I think
Best Buy had that same deal.
Oh, did they?
I think so.
Yeah, so it's usually $90 for all three games. It was $20. But it ended yesterday, sorry.
I also got an email, you know, because I haven't been a member for a while, or haven't been playing for a while, so I ended my membership. And they offered me like a free month if I came back.
Did you
go
back?
Free month, maybe it was 2 weeks.
Did you go back?
I did not.
Oh.
But we'll see. Maybe I will.
Yeah, you could play a werewolf or a goblin.
I'm starting to play more games now that it gets colder.
Yeah, well, you're indoors more.
Right.
You don't want to go outside as much.
Because,
you know, it's colder.
Yes.
We actually have our first flurries today going on
now. We do.
Yeah.
I want to mention also, because I was going to keep everyone updated on my EA Sports Active progress.
Have you started that?
I did start it. I had a couple days of workout, which I have to tell you were rough, and I was really sore a couple days afterwards. But then Thanksgiving came, and then I thought, you know what? I'm going to start
rather than work out, I'll just eat turkey.
Right. So that's what I've done. So I haven't gone back to it yet, but I am going to start religiously this week.
I think I need to just stop eating crap.
Yes. Well, that's easier said than done for both of us.
Because you know why? Food is really good.
Yes.
Especially tasty food that's fried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best Buy, who recently entered the buyback used games market, has released an iPhone app that will give you a used game's trade-in value by scanning in its barcode.
That is so cool.
Yeah, that is. But I have found that their buyback values are not better than GameStop's.
Oh. So the only reason to do it really would be convenience because you're already going to Best Buy.
Right.
Yeah. So that's worth something.
And finally, mobile game phenomenon and my personal obsession, Angry Birds, will follow the success of its special Halloween version of the game with a Christmas version set to be released on December 11th. Have you ever played Angry Birds?
No.
Don't. It's crack.
So it's good.
Yes.
You're telling me not to play a good video game.
Do you want to get any work done? Then don't play
Angry
Birds.
I don't play games at work.
Okay.
So that wouldn't
affect me. Do you bring your phone to work?
Yeah, but I don't play games.
Don't download Angry Birds.
I have games on my phone. All I don't play them. All right.
All right.
The only time I ever play
anyone
games
who
at
has
work,
played Angry Birds out there knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Really? Is it free? Can I download it right now?
It is not free, but it's like $1.99, and it's hours and hours of
crack.
Sleepless hours
of crack.
Crack.
So it's just like crack.
In other words.
You got anything else for video games?
I don't.
All right, cool. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about TV.
You aren't even sure.
I'm so tired today. I'm sorry. All right, we'll be back right after this. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about TV. You know, that Angry Birds is broken. It doesn't work. I just tried to play it.
It doesn't work underneath your fingers.
That game cheats for you. It used to be what we would say to each other when we'd go to the arcades. Yeah. And whenever I would do better than you, which was at almost everything, you would always say that.
What? I don't remember that.
You don't remember it that way? That's the way I remember it. What game do you remember specifically, like what games you were better at than me and vice versa?
No.
I was better at Pac-Man than you.
Yes.
I think you were better at Dance Dance Revolution.
Now, first of all, I will tell you that would not be the case.
And that game was out. You that game was way after we were in the arcades. But I was
guarantee
to think
you
of
that
funny.
One-legged man would be better at Dance Dance Revolution than I would.
Any particular one-legged man, or just in general? Yeah. But what games were you like really good at? Were you better at like? Were you really good at like Centipede and Millipede?
No, I was not. I was good at, like, elevator action. I was very good
at. Oh, yeah, you were very good at that game. Yeah, that game frustrated me.
What happened to that game?
What about Crazy Climber? Were you good at that?
I don't remember Crazy Climber.
You don't?
I was not good. I wasn't good at the old classics. Like, I was not good at.
Asteroids.
Asteroids,
Space Invaders.
No.
Gorf.
No.
By the Gorfian Empire, ..
I wasn't too bad at, like.
Space
Galaga.
Remember Gap Plus?
Moon Patrol I was really good at.
Moon Patrol was a hard game, too.
Yeah, because you had to juggle. Yeah, Zookeeper I was pretty good at.
Oh, that was a tough game.
That was a tough game.
That was really hard. Because it was very fast-paced, you know? And I would always get kind of stuck on the corners. Didn't you ever have that happen?
Yeah.
Where you get stuck on the corners?
Well, because you try to jump something around the corner.
And you'd go like back and forth.
Right.
And it would. Remember Bubbles? That was another tough one. Yeah. And Food Fight. That one was tough,
Food
too.
Fight was tough.
Those games all kind of came out at the same time. And they all had a
Yeah, you know what I was good at? I was good at like the Mappy. I was good at Mappy.
Yeah.
I was
all right at Mappy,
I was
though,
good
too.
At Bubble Bobble.
I was very good at Bubble. Well, we used to play that
together
a lot.
Together, yeah.
That was a great game to play two players.
Yeah.
Because you could actually play cooperatively.
Right.
Remember the Flugelhorn?
The times. Right.
What were the other ones? There was the Flugelhorn. What were some of the other power-ups in Bubble Bobble? There was one that we always used to joke about. I can't remember what it was.
It was like a sponge or a broom or something.
The thing that always disappointed me about Bubble Bobble, though, was that I never learned about all of the cool secrets until after when I played it on the computer. Like, I didn't know about that stuff, you know, when it was in the arcade.
And stuff, yeah.
And how to warp between levels and all that. But anyway.
I'm ready to talk about TV.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on.
All right, let's... You ready?
Yeah. What do you want to talk
about? The event. Well, okay. we're both completely caught up.
On the event, yeah.
On the event.
So, and it was the mid-season finale.
Uh-huh.
So, I think some really cool stuff has happened in the last couple episodes.
I do.
You find out a lot more about the aliens and their inner workings in terms of their relationships with each other. Did you like the episode where Sophia made Isabel?
I think it's the best scene we've had on the whole show.
Where she made Isabel shoot herself in the knee.
That was great.
Yeah,
that was... I like Sophia's like delivery with something like that.
Yeah, because she just like
she's not
never breaks
she's
a
not,
sweat.
Yeah, she's not like confrontational.
And
or,
it's
like,
weird because she's. I mean, I think of her as one of the good guy aliens, but she's ruthless.
She's badass.
I mean, she is way badass.
Right. And people are so scared of her.
Yeah. Although they're still obviously plotting against her. And I thought the whole, this last episode right before the, you know, the.
Yeah, but do you really get that at the very end that they were plotting against her? I mean, just because she didn't know about that satellite, it was a satellite and not a nuclear weapon.
Right, but
like
that
we
whole
thought.
Scene was fantastic because you didn't know what was going on and you think they're launching this missile and then it turns out to be a
it was
satellite.
Awesome.
And it's ET phone home and it's like, what?
But I will say, an episode before, I figured out that they were. Or no, maybe it was at the beginning of that episode, that when you find out, I immediately knew that when they found out that the father of the girl that got away, that when they found out that he was an alien, that her father was an alien.
Okay.
You knew that instantly.
But that was only like a minute apart.
No, that was more than a minute. It was about 20 minutes.
No, it wasn't. Because they looked through his file, and then they were looking through the other files.
It wasn't that. They had gone to a commercial.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. And there were scenes in between.
So yeah, so now we know that Layla's dad is an alien. Crazy.
So it makes me wonder why. I'm guessing the reason they don't age has something to do with the reason why they're taking those kids. My guess is that those kids wouldn't age either, and so they don't get like busted. They're like injecting them with this aging serum.
But then how did they?
But
get
why
to
would
be
they
the
age
them
so
are
much?
Maybe
right?
maybe you age until a certain point and then you stop aging, or maybe it's not as pronounced because you're only.
Right. Because remember, the guy that they injected him with, he aged immediately and died.
Right.
So when they're maybe it's killing the unaging gene inside of them and causing them to age.
Like a normal human.
Right. But, you know, not really because that little girl had the face of like a, you know, 50-year-old.
Right. But I do think you might be right that maybe they're trying to make them appear like normal humans.
Right.
And that's why they're experimenting on them, because they need to see how this stuff is going to affect
them.
Right.
And so far, it's not working so good.
Yeah. Not on. Although, didn't you think that when we saw the little girl now versus when we first saw them all in the room,
that
she didn't look
much
as old?
Right. Right.
So
it's getting better.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wonder what the deal is with the main bad guy who's played by Hal Holbrook.
Yeah.
Like, why did he want the president dead?
I don't know.
Just because he's mad that he kept them locked up?
Do you think that he is one of them?
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not kidding.
Don't you remember the end of the episode a couple episodes ago where you see his face changing?
Oh, I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah. That's... But still, it's been a lot of fun. It's a really fun
show.
It
has, and keeps getting better.
I really hope it doesn't get canceled.
But it's not doing so well.
Why? I don't understand. What is going on?
People.
What? People. Start watching the event. Start buying the products advertised during the event.
Okay.
It all comes down to money. It's all about the money.
So The Walking Dead.
Yes,
you
I've
are
not,
not
seen
caught
the most,
up on,
the most
but,
recent episode. But
still really,
I mean,
good. And actually, Brendan just was telling me about, you know, the graphic novel or the comic books that it derived
based
from.
Based off of, yeah.
And I just went on the iPad app Comics, and it has.
Is that with an X?
No, you would think. You know, I thought it was, and I look, and it's not. But it says Comics X, so go figure. but it has all 75 episodes of it, or issues of it.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's kind of
cool.
Is it a recent
comic book, or is it older?
Brendan?
The first one was in 04.
Oh, so it's pretty recent. So like, last 5-6 years.
Oh, that's a while ago.
Well, but it's not like the 80s or something.
Right.
Yeah.
But looking through it, looks like they're following it
pretty closely. Yeah.
But it's funny, I'll show you later a couple pages of the preview of one of the issues.
Yeah.
And it's done in kind of a more of a cartoony way. So it's cool how they've like really you know they make it all realistic.
What I'd be curious about is how many issues are there per episode or vice versa?
I know.
You know what I mean? Like is one episode of the show representative of like a dozen issues or, you know, because you don't get a lot done in a comic.
Right. I don't know. You know what? I'll make that my homework. I'll read a couple issues and we'll see how close they are and how many issues equal an episode.
But yeah,
there's only one episode left.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, that stinks.
And we'll have more on that in the miscellaneous.
I still have not seen The Office or Modern Family.
Yeah, there's no need to talk about them. No, Modern Family's been good. The Office has been sucky. With little funny bits here and there.
Yeah.
I do want to mention Glee has gotten a lot better.
Yeah?
Yes.
Because I know you were kind of turned off to it for a while.
Yeah, they're doing this long-running kind of gay bullying, gay bashing storyline.
Yeah.
That kind of...
Is this turning into the personal problems of the producers of this show?
Because perhaps.
I don't know if I need to see
perhaps,
that.
Perhaps, but I have to say, you know, that's a very delicate subject, and they're handling it so well. So,
yeah.
If it is coming from his own experiences, then
it's obviously insightful.
It's sad, but it's good that he's able to take it and, you know.
I have no sympathy for a man making millions off a TV show.
Well.
I don't care what he went through in school.
That's nice. But no, it's gotten really good.
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying it again, although I think it's about to go on a hiatus as well.
Yeah. Well, doesn't everything pretty much break for, I mean, most.
Yeah, but some shows come back after a couple of weeks. I mean,
oh, okay.
I think that'll be gone for a few
months. I don't like the holiday break. I will still watch the shows during the holidays, except if we're talking about
backlogged on so many shows that you have stuff to watch over the holidays.
Right, but what I'm saying is, unless you're talking about Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day, those 4 days aside, I will still watch any show during the holiday season. So I don't, and I think most people would probably be like that, except I guess for people who go out of town and, you know, aren't near television, to the folks of you going to Fiji for Christmas. But I mean, I don't know why they got a break for 3 months.
I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Budgets.
It could be.
I know what that has to do with anything.
Chuck is still really good this week.
We're not done.
What?
We have not talked about Top Chef Just Desserts.
Oh, sure. Top Chef Just Desserts.
Let's just say that one contestant got his Just Desserts.
I did not see the finale.
I'm ruining it because it happened
weeks
ago.
That's fine.
Morgan did not win, and that's all I wanted. That's the reason I kept watching.
I wanted him to win. He was better than anybody else.
He's an ass.
It doesn't matter. He was better week after week.
Because he's not the winner.
Yeah. But see,
it is
here's
yeet,
the thing.
Spelled Yidget.
Yidget/yeet. Here's the thing that bugs me about both Just Desserts and the regular Top Chef. I think once they get to the finale, I really think they need to take the entire season into consideration. Because otherwise, what's the point of having people?
I do
people,
not, because I think
can
the
I
finale
finish what
weighs,
I'm saying? Can I please finish
oh,
what
sorry.
I was saying?
Yes.
Otherwise, what's the point of having the same people through the whole season? If you're just going on a show-by-show basis, just have new people every week.
Do you feel that way about football? Because that's how football works.
Okay, I hate football.
Okay, but I mean, it's the same. It's a competition. That's how competitions work.
It's not the same thing, though.
It is the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
I mean, in the finale, if he was the better one, he should have really stepped it up in the final challenge, which is the most important challenge.
Yeah, well, I heard that he screwed up by making a souffle and a bunch of them fell.
Right.
And that's what
his downfall was. It was more than just that.
But I mean, come on. If
he
you
got
look
too
at,
big for his britches.
If you look at every single week, he won way more than anybody else.
Yeah, but it's like any other competition,
said,
whether it be football or a singing competition or whatever. The final, I mean, if you don't perform on your last
No, I understand
most
what you're saying.
Thing,
I just think that here's why it bugs me is because some seasons they do take the whole season into consideration and they'll actually talk about that, and others they don't. I think it should either be a rule or not a rule.
I think it should be a rule that they do not take the whole
season. Okay, well,
season.
That's fine, but then they should be consistent. That's why it bothers me, because some years they'll say...
Oh, you mean on Top Chef?
Yeah,
only.
Some years they'll say...
Oh, I thought you were just talking reality competitions in general.
No, I'm talking about on Top Chef.
Okay.
Some seasons they'll say, well, you know, we really have to take the whole season into consideration. It's like, if you're going to do that, you should let people know that that's going to be it.
Right.
Not that he shouldn't have, you know, not screwed up, obviously.
Right.
But you know, I have no problems with the fact that Yeet won because he was really good too.
Right.
They were both really good from what we saw. I mean, I didn't taste anything, obviously, but so that's pretty cool though.
Yeah, actually the girl that was left in it, the olive
oil. She was really funny.
She was funny with her like kind of
weird faces.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
But she did really well.
Did she?
In fact, she probably of the three of them probably did the best.
Really?
Well, no, but Yeet.
So then why'd they give it to Yeet?
It was
Because they had to take the whole season into consideration.
Exactly.
See? This is exactly what I'm
well,
saying.
No, because Morgan really failed on that last
one.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, that's the, see, and that's a double-edged sword.
Because then anyone could just say, I mean, both of those other contestants would be like, well, then why did we even have this? If,
right.
If this didn't
well, but,
make any difference.
Okay, but like, look at Top Chef last season. No way should Kevin have won. No way.
Yeah,
Ed should have
well
won.
Enough. I don't remember that well enough.
Ed should have won easily.
But as I was mentioning at lunch, today is the beginning of Top Chef All Stars, which I can't believe you're not excited about because it's all the people we love and love to hate.
But I don't. I see. I just want to see new people.
I don't. Who wants to see the first 6 weeks of
like I have to
sucky
say
losers?
Whenever we get to
I'm gonna get angry.
Whenever we get to the part the end of a season of Top Chef and they bring back the contestants from the earlier part of the season, I always hate those shows. I don't want to see those people again. They're gone for a reason.
Yeah, but these aren't the people that sucked in the first 6 weeks. These are the people that made it to the top five.
It doesn't mean I want to see them again.
Well, it's all the people. It's all the people we love to hate.
You keep saying that like you're doing promotions.
It's Marcel. It's Richard. It's.
Oh my God, Richard.
Wasn't that his name
from the first season?
Yeah,
who cried all the time.
Yeah. Tiffany.
Oh, I hated Tiffany.
Yeah.
Tiffany with an I.
I'm looking forward to it. I think this will be. Yeah. I think this will be the best season ever of it.
Well, how many of these have they done?
No, I mean ever of Top Chef.
Really?
I think this will be the best one. Yeah, because they're all characters. They're all interesting and
yeah.
Like.
Well, it's worth watching just for Fabio.
Yeah,
because that guy's.
I think
hilarious.
Spike is back on it.
I wonder how many times Fabio is going to use the term "monkey ass."
Well,
we could make
catchphrase.
Monkey ass served in an empty clamshell. We're going to win this one.
Okay, Chuck, you want to talk about
that? Yeah, Chuck has still been really good. This was a really funny episode because Timothy Dalton was back as the big bad guy of the season. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have to say, I really disliked him a lot as James Bond, but he's been really good in this as a kind of...
Oh, did you ever see Beautician and the Beast? He's great in that.
I'm assuming you're joking.
I have actually seen that, and he's actually not bad in it, but I am joking.
Wasn't that with Fran Drescher?
Yes.
But he's, you know, and he plays like he's this big bad Russian arms dealer,
uh-huh.
But he's like crazy, like crazy crazy, not just megalomaniacal. He's like nuts, and so he goes back and forth between being very scary and being like ridiculous, and he plays the part really really well. This week was another good episode. I've been very happy with the show.
So season. That show's and still on, is what
it's
you're
still
saying.
On, and it's okay. Still very funny. And they're, you know, I have to say, for anyone who watches a show and likes it, you'll know what I'm talking about when I say the ensemble cast really makes a show because there are so many funny moments with the supporting cast. It's a great show. And Big Mike, the guy who plays Big Mike, who used to be the manager, he is so good at delivering the paid product placement in a way that is actually funny rather than just obnoxious.
It's actual paid product placement?
Oh, totally. Because it's like, he's like, come here, son. I got you a delicious Subway sandwich loaded with it. And he goes on and on about it. He's like, now that's man's food right there. That's what you got to eat if you're going to manage a store during the holidays, son. You know, it's
that's
like
funny.
Stuff like that. But they do it in a really funny way. Very good. Stargate Universe, again.
Oh, my God, the best show.
Better and better and better every single week. The mid-season finale was phenomenal. Big space battle.
You mean the series finale?
No.
Oh. Really? Have you looked through the miscellaneous?
No. What? Did it get canceled?
No, I'm kidding.
I was going to say. No, I read the blog of one of the producers, and I would know if it got canceled. Because he just last night was talking about how they're waiting to get their, you know, season 3 renewal notice.
Yeah, he got it this morning.
How would you like to be on Price is Right, and you're playing Plinko, and the next thing you hear is... It's like the saddest sound ever. Oh,
that's funny. And then you know you're spinning the big wheel first.
I loved The Price is Right. When I was younger, I used to watch that show like every day. I think when I was in even like college age, I would record it and then watch it later.
Uh-huh.
That show was a lot of fun. Plus, there were a lot of hot models on it, which didn't hurt, but... You know, Bob Barker
that
was...
Bob Barker was banging every one of them.
Bob Barker was really funny. He was really funny.
And then firing the ones that wouldn't go along with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I mean, come on. That's the American dream right there. With, you know, a twist. But yeah, that was...
And don't forget to spay and neuter your dogs.
Why? How could you? The guy hammers it into your head every day.
There's no way you could forget.
Any more of your little shows you want to talk about?
That's rude. You know, we started watching this show called, well, not started watching it. Last night we caught an episode of this show, Private Chefs of Beverly Hills.
Uh-huh.
And one of the guys on there was in season one of Top Chef, this guy Brian.
Brian.
And so it's, I don't really know the deal with the show in general.
And Jesse from Workout on Bravo.
I don't, what did you just say?
Jesse from the first couple seasons of Workout on Bravo is on there as well.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I know. Just go on.
Okay. So it's not a contest, right? It's just following these chefs.
Right.
And then they put them, there are six different private chefs, and they pair them up differently every week and give each pair of chefs.
I don't find it all that interesting.
I mean,
what makes it interesting are the quirky little jobs they get in Hollywood.
Yeah, like last night, two of the people were cooking dinner for Meatloaf's birthday.
Yeah.
And then.
Did they make meatloaf?
They did. They made four kinds of meatloaf. And when they first told him they were making meatloaf, he walked out without saying a word.
I would imagine your name being Meatloaf.
Yeah.
That's all you're getting ever.
And
I mean, someone should have told him, oh, yeah, you think no one's ever thought of that?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then another one of the other two chef, you know, groups was cooking for this woman who's like a Los Angeles socialite. And let me just say, she was one of the scariest looking women I've ever seen in my life. So, do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Oh.
But keep in mind, I worked in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
And
I mean, so non-human in her plasticness. Yep. And so what she wanted to do is she has a bunch of friends who are mostly equally scary in terms of their plastic surgery mishaps. And some of them are single. So she thought she'd have a singles party where they were brought together with food. Because she's like, well, everyone likes to eat. So, you know, the chefs were like, well, let's do things that are totally outside what people would normally have at a party, figuring that if you could find a match based on stuff that you like to eat, that maybe you would be more compatible as, you know, right, as somebody who might want to, you know, date as couples. And I have to
did
say,
they have corn dogs?
They did not. It actually, they had footlongs.
I find at a singles party, that really breaks the ice.
Corn dog? Food on a stick. Okay, how about this? Tasty morsel, delicious delicacy, food. You remember that?
No.
Love Actually. Colin Frizzle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So I have to say in the end, it was a really cool idea because they did kind of pair up and group up based on the things that they were choosing to eat.
But then the lights came up and all the guys saw what the women looked like.
Well, that was the funny thing. The guys were all like
much younger, I'm sure.
Much younger. Yeah. Like 10, 15 years younger than all the women. One of the women was really cute, like naturally cute. One of them looked like she had no plastic surgery. The rest were all terrifying looking. And then they, for their last thing that they did for dessert, they decided to make three different desserts and let the guy pick which of those desserts he was going to get for him and the girl that he was paired up with. And one of the desserts was, so they made three different desserts and then three different sauces. And you could mix and match however you want. One of the desserts was deep fried French fried crickets. Mm. And three of the guys picked crickets to share with their women. And two of the women were like, you are a jerk from the jerk store and I don't want to have anything to do with you. And one of them was totally into it. And the guy was totally into it. And they like left together. So it was kind of funny. And then the last one.
Like a swingers party.
Kind of. And then the last one was they were cooking like a traditional Jewish meal for this Jewish family who was having Uncle Frank come in from the old country.
Right.
And they're like, it has
sure
to
was
be
Frank and not Shlomo.
It was they said it was Frank, but these people all actually looked like, you know, Middle Eastern mafia to me.
Uh-huh.
But so they said, you know, it has to be very traditional. It has to pass the family standards. And so they're making this, you know, Brian, the guy who was on Top Chef, was making gefilte fish. And the girl that he was paired up with, who's Jewish and does a lot of, you know, traditional Jewish cooking, was getting mad at him because he was baking the fish instead of boiling it. So they had this big fight, and they were talking about how they're going to do it. And the couple who's having the party comes in, and they're like, you know, so what are you working on? And they said, he said, I'm doing the gefilte fish. And the guy goes, I don't like fish. And so they had to scrap like half their meal because there was fish in half their meal. But
I don't find that show that interesting.
Well, that was a good episode. I don't know if I would like another one, but so there you go. I think that's all I have.
That's all you got.
I feel like I'm missing something.
I don't
know what, but I feel like I'm missing
something.
We'll
come back if we need to.
Okay. Anyway.
Fox is currently developing a sitcom it describes as a reverse Three's Company, where an optimistic woman from the Midwest moves into a New York City apartment with three rather juvenile guys. Wouldn't that be Four's Company?
And how is that reverse? Because it's a woman living with multiple men?
Yes, and the original name for it, because apparently it's been kicked around, and of course they could never use this name. It was called Chicks and a word that rhymes with chicks beginning with D. Take the ch.
I'm kidding.
Chick. Oh, I'm like, why? Did you really not get that? You made a face at me. You had no idea what I was talking about.
You can say
about.
Dick on TV.
All right.
You get in Supernatural. Dean calls the angels dicks all the time.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, you guys are dicks to the angels.
Wow.
Okay. God's warriors calls them dicks to their faces.
God's warriors. Lita Wise's new album was released last week to the worst sales numbers for an American Idol winner's debut in the show's history, and that's including Taylor Hicks.
Wow, I'm really surprised by that.
Actually, you know, it's funny. They showed the debuts, and Taylor Hicks was like third.
Really?
Yeah. It was like Carrie Underwood, then Ruben Studdard.
So who was the last, who was the worst above Lita Wise?
Oh, I could find that right away if okay. you want me to.
You know, the problem is that, you know.
No one knew it came out, first of all.
Well, not only that, but it's almost about to start again. So it's like you've gone a whole season before hearing anything from the person
right.
who
won. Right, come
the
out with it
season.
A little sooner.
Yeah.
I mean,
at least
I understand
know,
he has to tour and they have to record
yeah,
but, it.
But I think they should revise that plan because I think it would be better to get a couple singles out before you release the album so that, you know, people don't forget about them. Because I think people just lose interest because there's, you know, they're not in your face.
Chris Allen was the one, right? So it must be as the years go on that people lose interest.
Do you notice, though, that there's a direct correlation between the boringness of the contestant who won and the sales numbers?
No, because number seven.
Chris Allen and Lee DeWise were two of the most boring winners ever.
I agree with that, but Jordan Sparks is the next one. She wasn't boring.
No, but she's done better since then.
Right. Yeah, this is only the debuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, Ruben Studdard had the best debut. Then Carrie Underwood, then Taylor
Ruben
Hicks.
Studdard had the best debut?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm surprised by
and
that.
And then Kelly Clarkson was number four.
So, I'm sorry, who was after Ruben Studdard?
Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
Then Taylor Hicks, yeah. which is a surprise.
Then Ruben, then?
Then Kelly Clarkson.
Okay.
Then David Cook.
David Cook, sure.
Then Fantasia, Jordan, Chris Allen, Lita Wise.
Wow.
But look at the difference in numbers. So Ruben's highest. Oh, keep in mind, this is just first week sales
Ow.
Of the debut album.
Yeah.
So Ruben sold 416,600.
Okay.
Lita Wise sold 39,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's more than 10 times.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have another American Idol thing on here. Let me, you didn't add it, did you?
Sure I did.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
There's two more, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's some more American Idol news. Fox will be moving the show to Wednesday and Thursday nights.
That's right. And I forget, why did they?
I don't like that.
Why did they say they did that?
I don't know. So they could screw up my TiVo?
No. I think the TiVo will compensate.
Well, no,
because
I
some
have
reason,
other stuff that tapes
was,
on those nights.
Well, can't you record multiple shows at once?
Not more than two.
Oh. There was some reason behind why they moved it.
They're also moving Fringe to Fridays, by
yeah,
the way.
Which I'm not happy about.
No.
Well, that's the night of death.
For TV it is,
shows.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where TV shows go to die. It's Friday nights. But you know what? Again, Fringe, that show is so good.
Oh, my God.
So good.
Oh, my God.
There you go. you said it all right there.
More AI news. The Final 15 will be chosen by viewers online.
So I don't get this. So rather than calling,
aspect of
so rather
the show,
than calling in for the final 15.
No. So you'll see. Here's what they're doing. Each episode, this is going to drag on for weeks. Each episode at the beginning will be like the audition episodes where they show the good and the bad.
Okay.
And the ugly.
Right.
And then you will have five episodes in Hollywood.
You know what? No, I'm down with that.
I'm not. And then after the five episodes in Hollywood, then you'll see all the people you'll vote from all the people you've seen in Hollywood, and that will pick the top 15. Actually, it's the top 12 plus three wild cards.
So
there'll
the
be
viewers
one,
will pick 12 online, and then the judges will be able to each pick one?
No, judges aren't picking anything. Viewers will pick 15, essentially. What they're doing is after the 15, then they'll after the, I'm sorry, the five Hollywood episodes, then you'll vote.
Okay.
And then they'll have
But you're voting online, not by phone.
Right, online.
Okay.
And then the next episode will be the top 12 that you've picked.
Yeah.
And then the following episode will be the three wild cards.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's what I'm saying. They're just dragging this stuff out. I mean, by the time they actually get to like the competition shows, it's going to be like March.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're going to do less of the audition episodes.
No, there's a whole month and a half of them. Or a whole month of them.
Huh. I don't know.
There's at least 3 weeks of auditions.
And what's going on with the X Factor? Like, is that even starting this year?
I don't know. I don't know anything about that. I have seen a commercial for the Paula Abdul mess.
Train wreck.
Yeah.
What's that called?
And her show.
Nice one, Tony.
Dance your pants off. I don't
still
know.
Still love you, Paula.
I don't remember what it is.
Dance your pants off.
The first season of The Walking Dead will see a spring 2011 DVD and Blu-ray release.
Alrighty.
I believe it's April.
Ah.
I can be a little more specific, I think.
It's a nice like Easter story.
Right. That's a good Easter basket.
Coming back from
it's
the
good
dead.
Easter basket gift.
Yeah, exactly.
Fox is bringing the indie hit Napoleon Dynamite to the small screen in a new animated series which will feature the voices of the original cast.
Wow, I'm almost surprised you included this since you hated that movie so much.
Well, you know what? Originally, I put Fox is bringing the overrated indie hit Napoleon Dynamite, and I took it out.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Mark Singer.
Thanks for sticking it back in.
Yeah. Mark Singer from the original V series will return to the small screen in the updated version, which returns in January.
That is so cool. Yeah. You know, I have to say, I was disappointed that he wasn't involved in some way. You know,
well,
he is. Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, you're not going to believe this next thing. The cast of Glee has just surpassed the Beatles in number of singles appearing on the Billboard Top 100 charts.
What?
So far, 75 in total. This week they have 5 singles.
The cast of Glee
has had 75 singles in the Top 100 charts since they started.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's in 2 years.
Yeah.
How long were the Beatles of group? 30 years?
No.
20
years.
7 years. The Beatles were only a group for 7 years?
64 to 71.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Well, they put out an album every 2 weeks?
The Beatles?
Yeah.
Oh, they came out with 2 or 3 albums a year. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, some years, not all years.
Right.
But still, right now they have 5. The cast of Glee have 5 songs in the top 100.
That's crazy. You know, that just... You know, it's not impressive. I mean, I don't want to take
anything
away
from it. But I bet it's really doing
them.
Something from the, like, the ailing record industry.
Yeah, but what I was going to say is, I think that speaks more to the age that we live in with the
right.
internet and downloads and all that kind of, and the accessibility of music, especially for people on a limited budget, just as much as it does to the quality of the, you know, the artist.
Well, I'll say one thing that they do that's really smart, and I don't know who's behind this. I would assume the producers of Glee, is I've noticed, like, I've bought a few songs from the cast of Glee
sure.
without saying what they are. But, like, after the
Why
episode.
Why won't you say what they are?
Well, because, I mean, it's my own.
You know, it's so
guilty,
funny. We've talked about
pleasure.
I want you people out there listening to know something. I've talked in the past about talking about music on here, and Tony never wants to do it because he's embarrassed by his musical tastes.
Well, because, yeah, you know, it's my taste. I don't want to discuss it with anyone or be judged because people are so judgmental
well,
about music.
I totally agree. They
not
are.
You. Not you.
They are.
I'm talking
right.
about, like, you know, anyone out there.
They are. People are very judgmental yeah. about, it's almost like politics.
It is.
Because people try to convince you that you're right. wrong, like if you don't like something they like or if you like something they think is
and
terrible.
And music is the most, out of all forms of media, I think is the most subjective. I mean,
I don't know if I think it's any more subjective than anything else, but any other art form, but I certainly don't understand why people get like that.
Well,
about it.
The reason I say it's more subjective because to me you can watch a bad TV show and realize it's a bad TV show. It may not change the way you like it, but I mean if you tell me that a song is bad, I mean unless it's obviously like We Built This City by Starship or something,
but you know that's somebody's favorite song.
But I'm saying there are well that's what I'm saying. I mean. How can you really say a song is bad
if somebody likes it?
If somebody likes it.
Right.
Whereas with a TV show, you could tell whether it's production value or
right.
you know, bad script or
right.
something. You can tell it's bad. Whereas with music, that's a lot more blurred.
I see what you're saying. But you know, the same issues are still there. I mean, there are some
musicianship, right.
Musicianship
and
production.
Right.
You know, there are variable levels of quality and skill involved in all that stuff.
But the really bad
usually
stuff,
when
usually you're not subjected to.
Right. Well,
whereas
right.
Two and a Half Men has been on for, you know,
yeah.
7 years now.
3 words, according to Jim.
Right. But what I was saying, I didn't even get to say what I was saying.
Okay.
One thing that they do really well, I mean, a thing that they figured out with Glee is that I'll watch an episode of Glee the night it was on and then want to download that song.
Right then.
I'll go
there.
To iTunes and it's there.
Yeah, right.
They've always released the music like the day of or the
right.
day before or something.
Just give us one. Tell us one song that you downloaded.
You know what? I'm going to give the most embarrassing.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago, there's another school that they're competing against. It's an all-boys school. and they did like an a cappella version of the new, you won't even know the song because it's like total pop that's out now.
Yeah.
But Katy Perry has a new song out. And these,
how's it go?
This all boys school, it's called Teenage Dream. This all boys school did a like a cappella version of it, and yeah. I really liked it, so I downloaded it. And it turns out that that has sold more than any of the others.
How does that song go, then?
I'm not singing.
Because I probably would know that, because Amy listens to Katy.
I'll play it for you later off my iPhone.
I'll tell you, they did that Keep Holding On. Is that an Avril Lavigne song that they did the first season?
Uh-huh.
Loved that. I thought their version of that was, I mean, I had never heard the original, but I love their version of it.
Another one of my favorites is Artie's version last season of Billy Idol's Dancing With Myself. I love that because it's completely different.
You know, I wasn't crazy about that.
I listen to that all the time.
The problem for me with Artie is that when he powers through a song, he has an incredible voice. But when he's singing softer, I don't think his voice is that strong sounding. So no. He's kind of a tricky one for me. It's a tricky one.
Yeah.
So anyway.
And lastly.
Yes.
And I do mean lastly. Sci-Fi is renewing Warehouse 13 for a third season.
You know I love my sci-fi.
You
didn't
even watch the last season of it. You never mentioned
it. We've seen three episodes.
And?
It's hard to watch. It's so cheesy.
Finally, you agree with me.
But it's gotten worse. I'm saying it's gotten worse. I'll tell you right now.
I can't imagine it being worse.
I'll tell you right now. I love Eddie McClintock's character.
Uh-huh.
Love that character. And I like What's-Her-Name, the female lead. Mostly because she's hot.
Yeah.
But they make her cry too much. Can't stand Artie.
Is that Saul Rubinick?
Yes. Can't stand Saul Rubinick's character. And partly because I just have a hard time watching Saul Rubinick. I know it's a terrible thing to say, but he irritates me. And Claudia drives me up a wall. Because again, she's adorable, but her character is so annoying that if I worked with her, I would either get her fired or I would kill her. And cover it up. I'm just saying. So that's a word of warning to all you people who work for me who might get on my nerves. Most of them. What?
You got a faint little turn of the head. That's all you got. You're not threatening to anyone in the least.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Anyway, that's all I got.
Yeah, so, okay. I don't know. We're still recording Glee, even though we haven't
watched it. I'm glad to hear that you've finally seen my ways on Warehouse 13.
But there have been some okay episodes, and there has been some pretty good mythology here and there, but it's just like,
it's bad.
I can't.
You're saying everything I said after the first couple episodes.
Well, you never even saw Claudia.
No, I have no idea who that is,
yeah.
But I hate her.
Wow. I didn't know I had that much pull. All right, that's it for TV, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about movies.
Yes.
Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about movies. What have you seen?
I saw a release at home. Well, first I want to mention, I saw this movie. I saw the movie The Kids Are All Right with Julianne Moore and Annette Bening.
Okay.
But I saw this movie via my PS3 using the Vudu movie rental system I talked about last episode. And I have to say, awesome.
Yeah?
Like 5 stars across the board.
Wow.
Because it was really easy to sign on and figure it out and you know, see the new releases and search stuff. And then you pick, you know, which version you want. There's a standard def, and you could pick to own or rent. There's standard def, then there's 720p or 1080p. And then when, you know, of course I picked the 1080p, and when you pick that, it tests both your TV and your connection to make sure that you can handle it. And then it tells you, you know, yeah, you'll have a good experience watching it in this format.
And then you automatically enjoy the movie.
So then, well, you know, I got the first rental free. You just put in your email address. And then I'll point out maybe a little loophole here too as well. I put in my email address. It gave me the first one free. I immediately picked it. And it took maybe like 10 to 15 seconds to buffer.
Yeah.
And never once did it skip or was there noise. And it was a beautiful HD, like Blu-ray quality
That's
picture.
Very cool.
Through the whole thing.
That's very cool.
Through the whole thing. It was amazing. The sound was great. Because, you know, I had it through my my thing.
Surround sound, you mean.
Right. It was great. It was, like, the best experience using that Netflix or Hulu that I've had. Because with Hulu and Netflix, I still get every once in a while there'll be, like, a little, like, pause or a skip a little noise. This was flawless.
Wow.
So, that alone. Also, a little loophole I was talking about. I went on my other PS3, and I tried to log in with the same.
I can't believe you have two PS3s. Don't you think you should give one of them to me?
No, I think you should get off your ass and buy yourself one.
Oh.
I tried to log in with the same email address I used, you know, for the other one.
Yeah, and it didn't recognize yours.
No, so I put in another email address, and they're like, "Oh, you're a new, you know, subscriber. Right. Here's a free movie." So I got another free movie.
I own a lot of domain names. If anyone wants to take advantage of this, I will set up new domains for you for a dollar.
So I don't know if because it was a different PS3, that's why it let me do it, or if you could just log off, you know, on one unit and then try a different email address.
Well, it would have to be email-based and not unit-based because you would want to be able to log into your account on someone else's thing to watch a movie, right? So sure. Then it would be tracking by the email address and not the system,
so
I would think.
So you could just keep trying email addresses and keep getting free movies.
You'd think so.
I'll try
Loophole.
It. I'll let you know.
Loophole.
But anyway, the movie, The Kids Are All Right. This is a movie that was out earlier in the year. About two, Julianne Moore and Annette Bening are a couple, married lesbian couple, and they have two kids that they, each of them had the kid through a sperm donor, the same sperm donor, because they wanted the kids to be related somehow.
I got you.
And so then the kids are teenagers, and they want to find their biological father, who's Mark Ruffalo.
Okay.
And so they find them, and then, you know.
Who was, what, 5 when he gave up his sperm?
Well, no, he's certainly not in his 20s.
No.
No, he was supposed to be 19 when he gave it, and the oldest kid's like 18, so that would make him in his mid to late 30s.
Yeah.
That's about where he is, isn't it?
Yeah, I would think so.
It was really good. I mean, the acting was great, of course, with that cast. I know you don't like Julianne Moore, but she was great in it.
I think she's a decent actor. I just don't like her.
I love her.
Yeah, I don't like her. She looks another pancake face. she started the whole, you know, Julia Stiles generation.
Wow.
You know, Julianne Moore, Julia Stiles, that chick, Lily Sobieski.
Right.
She's another one.
What was I going to say? It was good. It was good. And something kind of like, something happens in it that makes you, it really brings to light the whole modern family concept. Because, like, who's really the parents?
Right.
You know, is it the guy who was never around, or was it the two women who raised them? And like,
right.
It plays with that. And
does that come into question?
Yes.
Oh.
And it deals with it really well.
But
I don't want to give away. There's a reason why that happens.
Okay.
And I don't want to ruin it because it's pretty much the surprise in the movie.
Okay.
I'll tell you later because I know you'll never watch it.
Okay.
But it was a good movie.
Can I guess?
It. Yes.
I'm guessing that one of them used to actually be involved with him.
You are so very close. No, actually, one of them gets involved with him.
After?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not quite a lesbian.
No.
Wow. I wouldn't have guessed that.
So.
But what
I didn't
I was
ruin it
say
for people.
Is,
you ruined it for
is,
people.
Wait, what I was going to say is I don't see how that's really, I mean, not that part, the other part in terms of who's really the parent, but they were actually the parents because it was his sperm with their eggs, right?
Right, but then it comes down to the fact, because he falls in love with her. It's Julianne Moore. He falls in love with her.
Oh, I would have picked Annette Bening.
Well, no, she plays the, like,
mean
the
one.
Strong,
Yeah.
And, I mean, here, I'm just giving
sure
the whole thing
strong.
Away here.
She's been posing as that MGM statue for, like, what, 40 years?
Okay. But, so he kind of, like, wants to run away with Julianne Moore and take the kids.
Right.
And, like, raise them. And then, like, the kids are like, well, no, these are my moms. I mean, you're my dad, but you are not
so
my
father.
So
this is just like a sappy movie version of My Two Dads, but with role reversal?
Well, no, because there's the whole question of, you know, gay parents and having
children. That was actually
children.
A joke. Oh. I've never even seen My Two Dads.
But you've seen Two and a Half Men for 7 years.
I've never seen that show.
Anyway, good movie. And you know, raises some questions and deals with it well.
Right.
You've seen a couple movies.
I saw a couple movies on Blu-ray. We watched Pandorum, which was that sci-fi movie with Dennis Quaid. And can you please look up the other cast?
I've never heard of this.
The main guy.
So obviously not very good that I've never heard of it and has Dennis Quaid.
Well, you know, Dennis Quaid is always potentially the kiss of death for a film.
He's hit or miss.
Well, really, the only thing I've ever seen him in that I thought he was any good in was Innerspace.
Oh, come on. He's been in much better than that.
Name one.
What was that movie with Julianne Moore? I'm serious.
Yeah,
the one with Julianne Moore. Far From Heaven. He's great in.
Never saw it. What else?
Pandorum. Ben Foster.
Ben Foster, right. Ben Foster was great.
Ben Foster, let me just say, is one of the best actors we have right now.
Let me tell you about this movie. We expected it to be terrible, and it wasn't the best movie in the world, but it was actually really enjoyable. It was kind of edge of your seat from start to finish. It was very claustrophobic. It takes place on a spaceship that Earth has sent off to another planet, you know, in the not too distant future, you know, like a couple hundred years, a year, like 130 years in the future, something like that. And it has to do with Ben Foster's character waking up. The way that the flight is structured is they have different flight crews that each take a 2-year shift and then they sleep the rest of the time in a, you know, hypersleep. And so he's woken up and he doesn't know what's going on. He's lost his, like, he's lost a lot of his memory, and that's partly due to extended sleep because he wasn't supposed to be asleep as long as he was.
Right.
He's only supposed to sleep for, you know, 8 years and then be awake for 2 years and then sleep for another 8 years and so on and so forth. But he's been asleep for a long time. And so Dennis Quaid's character is another one who wakes up out of the pod, and they're in, you know, crew 4 or 5 or whatever it is. And there are these mutated humans on board.
Uh-oh.
And some other people who are not mutated humans. And it's them trying to figure out what has happened to the ship, why they are where they are, when they are, and, you know, trying to do all this while still trying to get to their destination and trying to get away from the nasty creatures on board. And I have to say, it was really enjoyable. It was really enjoyable. It was very...
So what you're saying is slowly the spacecraft's shocking, deadly secrets are revealed.
Did you just read that off the IMDb synopsis?
Yes. Yeah.
That was, in fact, true. But I enjoyed it. Again, not the best movie in the world, but definitely if you like sci-fi, I think it's worth seeing.
You know, not a bad rating on IMDb. 6.9 out of 10.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's respectable. It's like a B-, C+.
Let's see what the director has done other than this.
I don't remember
Nothing
if I...
Nothing ever heard of.
Yeah, I don't remember if I...
Antibodies, Case 39, Curiosity, and The Cat.
Ooh. Bet you somebody ended up dead in that movie. So the other thing we saw is the new Harry Potter movie, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1. And I liked it. I know that Todd, if we talk about it when he's here, I don't think he liked it.
No?
I think he thought it was very long and very boring. And I can see his point. It was a long film, and there was a lot of, as is normally the case in a Harry Potter movie, somebody's after Harry, right? Somebody wants him dead. Poor kid, right?
Well, let's discuss right away what we've always said about
Let me just talk about this first, and then we'll talk about that. So there was a lot of them teleporting to some remote location and just like hanging out and doing nothing until they were found and had to do it again. And literally that happened like 5 or 6 times. Excuse me.
It's dry in here. I find
it's very dry
as well.
In here.
Yeah, it's this fake ass tree sitting.
You think
it's
sucking up all the moisture?
Yeah,
it might be. So there was a lot of them like teleporting to, you know, a tundra wasteland and just hanging out until they get found by somebody nasty, and then they do it again.
Sounds like a Star Trek episode.
I've never seen that episode. And and so that part of it I did find kind of boring. But there was something a little bit more artistic in the way this movie was shot than some of the other ones, and I kind of enjoyed that aspect of it. And I almost was able to follow the plot to a point where it was interesting, which is not normally the case. Because now let's talk about what you were saying we should talk about, which is that nothing ever really happens in these movies.
Stuff happens, but
nothing
ever
really
has to do with anything.
Right. Like,
I mean, know from the first one that Voldemort killed his parents.
And because of that, because Harry didn't die... Somehow, Harry, as an infant, was able to rebuff the most powerful evil sorcerer of all time. And because of that, Voldemort wants him dead.
Right.
Beyond that, I could not tell you the plot of any of these films.
I agree.
Now, this one, I actually was able to follow the plot a little bit enough. I mean, let's put it this way. The plot was actually cohesive enough to actually be followed somewhat. And that is that there was an old story about these three guys who wanted to cross this bridge that Death was guarding. And rather than crossing the bridge...
Oh, like Billy Goat Scruff.
Sure. Without the goat. And rather than crossing the bridge, they found another way across, and so Death felt like he'd been cheated. And so as a sort of mock congratulations to these three guys, he granted them each a wish, and they each wished for something that, in the end, turned out to bite them in the butt, so
to speak. Be careful what you wish for.
Right, because Death will always catch you in the end.
What you wish for.
And so the Deathly Hallows are the three things that these... guys wished for that ultimately led to their undoing.
Ah.
And so there was enough of a story in that sense that I was like, hey, I actually kind of understand what's going on here. And this is not somebody who doesn't know how to watch a movie saying that. You know what I mean? I don't want to mention any names of people, but you know who you are out there. And but I mean, seriously, like,
does that person really know who they are?
They're not listening, so it doesn't matter.
Well, then why not just say their name?
No, there's at least two of them. No, because they'd be mad if they found out I said it.
Oh.
So, but yeah, I mean, it's weird because nothing ever really happens in those movies.
I know.
And
I honestly
could not tell you the plot of any of those other than what I just told you and the overall thing of Voldemort wants Harry dead. Harry wants Voldemort dead.
Right.
That's all I know. But I will say that Dobby makes a reappearance in this movie.
Ah. Is he any
Dobby
more
will always be there for
realistic
Master
looking?
Harry Potter. Dobby looked quite realistic. Dobby doesn't look fake anymore.
That's pretty good. Are you ready to move on to miscellaneous?
Dobby likes Mr. Tony, he does.
Okay, that's creepy.
I'm doing the rest of the episode as Dobby.
But later I'm going to call and ask you, do the voice one more time.
Dobby is happy to oblige Master Tony.
Okay. James Franco and Anne Hathaway will be the hosts of the next Academy Awards ceremony.
What is up
in
with
February.
That? What? Okay, I get
it. It's
they
obvious.
They want to skew younger.
Yeah, they
but
want.
But why those two? How about, here's what I said. If you're going to skew younger like that, okay, you need to have somebody funny and somebody good looking. That's the combo you
want.
So
Jack Black and Kim Kardashian.
sure, why not? That would be better than James Franco and Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see what they're going to do here.
Not that they're not fine-looking individuals, but I'm just saying Anne Hathaway is more of that sort of classic, you know, almost not
awkward, gawky.
Like a gawky Audrey Hepburn.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But she's not like, you know, super hottie.
Right.
You want a super hottie. SUPA-HOTTIE.
Uh-huh.
TM.
And if there are more than one of them, it
super
ends
super hotties
and if,
with a Z.
Ends in a Z, right?
Right. Right? That's what you want. You want them and then somebody really funny. Jack Black, I don't know about. I would have said yes.
He's funnier than James Franco.
He's a lot funnier than either one of them, probably. Besides, you know, Anne Hathaway has criminal ties in her past.
That's so long ago. And not under her control.
I know. I'm just kidding. She seems like a lovely young lady. James Franco, I've never seen him in an interview or anything like that, but I would guess that he would be kind of boring.
Well, he's one of those artistic types where...
Yeah, boring.
He's not very well-versed.
Boo.
He's not stupid at all.
Boo.
He's probably too smart for his own good.
Go host something on NCR.
Huh?
I said go host something on NCR then. Don't host the Oscars.
You mean NPR?
Yeah, sorry. What did I say?
NCR.
Oh, that's the cash register.
Right, that's...
God, that guy's
dumb. I have
dumb.
To move on. I guess it was only a matter of time, but Warner Brothers is planning a film about DC Comics semi-hero Aquaman.
Really? Who's going to play Aquaman?
I don't know.
Wow.
That's so stupid.
You know, the more
I mean,
see
that's
that...
That's just really, like, milking it.
The more I see... Well, wait a minute. What's wrong with Aquaman?
What?
But no. I'm saying compared to any other superhero that you would put on the big screen.
He can breathe underwater and talk to fish. That's his only thing.
He doesn't have any other powers?
No.
He doesn't have a special weapon?
No. Oh, yeah, like the Trident of Neptune.
Well, isn't that something?
Not enough.
Really?
Brennan, you're the comic book guy. Am I right or wrong?
Lamest superhero ever.
See, there you go. Lamest superhero
okay, here's
ever.
Okay, here's what I want to say. First of all, let's talk about two things, and one is actually TV related, so we'll kind of have to backtrack a little bit here. But first of all, every time I see the preview for the Green Hornet, I think that's going to be the worst movie
ever. Yeah, looks terrible.
Ever.
Terrible.
It looks
and
so...
I'm not a Seth Rogen hater, but badly, badly cast.
Yeah. Do not cast Seth Rogen as a super anything except screw up.
Right.
If you're doing a movie about the super screw up.
Well, he wasn't super bad. He's good in that.
There you go. There you go. Not super hero. Doesn't work.
I agree.
Second of all, what's this TV show, The Cape?
Oh, it looks great, doesn't it? From
well,
the
I don't know.
Teasers?
It almost looks like a. Like
I'm glad
a,
you brought that up because I wanted to.
It
talk
almost
about
looks
that.
Like a Carney version of Batman.
Oh, it looks good.
Right?
Oh, it looks
but
good.
Right? It looks like a Carney version of Batman.
Yeah, it looks good.
And it stars the guy who was in the worst scene in film history.
Who?
The black guy. What's his name?
It's either David Keith or Keith David.
Yeah.
Because there are two actors with
he's in
each
the worst
name.
Movie scene in history.
Oh, Requiem for a Dream.
No. That scene from They Live, where he won't put on the sunglasses.
But he's also in the scene, the most...
I know what you're talking about,
yeah.
Which is... But that was a good movie.
Yeah.
You know, they live. There's like a 15-minute scene where a guy wouldn't put on a pair of sunglasses and instead chooses to fight his best friend.
You know, there's someone else in the cape that we've just seen recently.
But what's the deal with that? Is that based on anything, or is this going to be the next, like, Heroes? Where it's kind of, you know.
It's got a Heroes feel to it.
Right?
But
you haven't answered my question. Is it based on something? Anyone there?
I'm looking for it. Hold on.
Oh,
hold
I thought
on,
you were looking on. For something else.
How can it already have a rating on IMDb when it has?
I don't get that. People do that all the time. They're like, I rate it 5 stars. This looks awesome. It's like you haven't seen it yet. Yeah, but it looks like it's going to be awesome.
I don't see anything as to where it comes from.
So it's not based on like a...
Not that I can find right away, but it's got some good people in it. It's got a...
Is it David Keith?
Keith David is his name.
Keith David.
Oh, it's got James Frain, which was the... you saw the last season of True Blood, right?
No.
Oh.
When would I have seen it?
When it was on?
You know I didn't see it.
I know, I didn't remember. He was he had a great role on this last
season. Is that out on DVD yet, by the way?
No.
Oh. You know when it's coming out?
No.
Oh.
Thanks. Vinny Jones is in it good.
Vinny Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him.
Anyway, I think it looks good just from the teasers. We'll see.
But it has a Heroes vibe, right?
Yeah. It has a comic book feel to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like just something made up.
Yes.
You know what I mean, though, where it seems right. Kind of like a Carney version of Batman?
Yeah.
Because he's not really he doesn't have superpowers or anything.
No. But speaking of Batman.
And wait, and the more I see the Green Lantern.
It was the perfect segue.
Wait, and more I see the Green Lantern trailer, the more I think that's going to be really cool.
I don't know. I'm not completely wowed by it.
I don't know. I like the aliens.
Yeah, I know. You're very...
What the hell was that?
Christopher Nolan stated in an interview with Entertainment Weekly that this will be his last Batman film.
All right.
So
get out while the getting's good.
Now, Christopher Nolan denies what I'm about to say, but these rumors are swirling.
Okay.
There are strong rumors that Nolan will be using footage of Heath Ledger to digitally include a Joker cameo in the next Batman film.
So they're going
to
give him the Jeff Bridges treatment?
Perhaps, but he's denying it up and down.
Yeah.
From
the top of the mountain?
Okay, I already know how you're going to feel about this, and I'm sure you've heard about this. But in a move that would change the future of the internet for the worst, Comcast has allegedly threatened to block instant streaming from Netflix on their network in an attempt to extract money from the company. This irritates
they can't do
me.
That.
Huh?
They're not going to actually do it, are they?
January 1st. That was their threat, allegedly.
That's ridiculous.
And it would. And it's not just Netflix. It's other things that, you know, stream and take up a lot of their space is what they're saying.
Yeah, that goes against net neutrality.
Right. That's the argument. But, like, I hate when this stuff comes up.
I do, too. Because then it makes me hate the company. And it's like you don't even, it's not like I can just go out and get whatever cable company I want to get. You're stuck with whoever you have.
Right.
Like, I can't even if I wanted to get UVerse, I couldn't. It's not available where I live.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh.
The newly released Tangled is Disney Studios' 50th animated feature film and will be, according to Disney execs, their final fairy tale adaptation.
You think that's because nobody's going to see it?
No, actually, it's done really well.
Oh, it is?
And it's gotten great reviews.
Really?
In fact, they're already saying that it will beat, what was Pixar's movie? Oh, Toy Story 3. They're saying it could beat Toy Story 3 for an Oscar for Best Animated.
Okay, when it first came out, I heard that it was terrible and nobody was
from
going
who?
To see it.
Because
I read it
every
on like
single
THR
reviewer
or something.
Every single reviewer has... Well, let's go on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
Every reviewer has given it like...
Well, I'm glad because, you know, my boy Zachary Levi's in it, so I want him to do well. Because that might help save Chuck for another season. You know what I mean?
Nothing's going to save it.
Come on. You're so mean. you enjoy seeing things fail.
There's... What's that called? There's the...
Schadenfreude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but that's the word you were talking about.
That is the word I'm talking about. So, you know, Rotten Tomatoes is like a Metacritic thing.
Right.
So Tangled is 88%.
Oh. Well, that's cool. Now I want to see it.
Higher than anything else that's out right now.
It's the Rapunzel story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the commercials? I mean, the commercials are really funny.
You know what? Why won't Pixar do or Disney, you know, just regular cell animation? Why hasn't somebody done like Rumpelstiltskin?
Oh, they won't do any more fairy tale adaptations. I just read that.
Thanks. I know. But why wouldn't they is what I'm saying.
Because they're not doing any more.
Oh.
But isn't that crazy that this is their 50th animated
feature film? How about somebody do a
feature film?
An animated like really elaborately animated television series of all the Grimm fairy tales, like straight from the old ones that were mean and nasty and dark. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Or fractured fairy tales.
Here's how you...
Oh my God, how do you remember that?
There you go. It was a Fractured Fairy Tales theme.
I'm going to have to check for authenticity.
Yeah, please do. I got the broom sounds, I got the door creaking, and I got the little fairy dust at the end. I think I got it all covered. Yeah.
You do have the dork creaking covered.
Oh!
Yeah, that was bad.
Wait, I was going to say something else about that. But don't you think that'd be cool?
No. 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 I'm an adult. I'm in my 40s.
Okay. Can we go back to episode number one where I make a reference to you playing Little Big Planet?
Oh, which, by the way, I can't wait for the new one.
Says the adult 40.
January 16th. Yeah. Former child star and Chicago resident Peter Billingsley is currently producing a live stage adaptation of A Christmas Story, which can be seen throughout December in Seattle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You just confused me. Is he in Chicago or is he in Seattle?
He lives in Chicago because I see him often.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, my God, all the time.
Why didn't you ever tell me that?
Yeah. He knows me. I'm his bartender.
What?
Yeah.
You're friends with him?
No. I'm his bartender. I mean, he recognized me. We don't talk much.
Really? Why not? I mean, why don't you ask him questions about the movie? It's one of the greatest Christmas movies ever.
Because, I don't know. We don't have that kind of relationship yet.
Huh. You hope to get there someday?
Yeah. I mean, he's not overly friendly.
Do you like that
he's
movie?
He's not rude. I do. Oh, yeah. It's a great movie.
Yeah. Does he still look the same? I mean, would you, if I saw him walking down the street,
you
would I would know it's him.
Well, remember, he played an elf in Elf.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah.
Special talents? That was him?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what's funny about that is I thought that was him, and then I thought that I looked him up, and then that wasn't him.
That's him. He's like best friends with Vince Vaughn, who also lives a couple blocks from where I work.
I didn't know that.
And they produced a lot of stuff they've done, they produced together.
It doesn't surprise me, though, that they're best friends because they do a lot of similar roles.
Right.
They don't do anything alike.
I don't know what you're
saying. Wasn't he also on That's Incredible? Wasn't he the kid?
Was he?
Or on Real People, one of the two?
You know what? I think you're right.
Yeah, I think he was.
With Sarah Purcell and Fran Tarkenton.
That's right. That's right.
And Skip Stevenson.
And Skip Stevenson.
Whatever happened to him?
I don't know.
What a goofball.
I don't know.
Okay, now it's...
God, it's so weird that...
Bring it down.
Wait a minute. Why was there a rash of those shows back then?
Why are there a rash of the garbage that's out now?
I'd rather see real people. But back then...
Real people pretending that they're really living,
right.
But it's not
real. But back then
real.
There were three TV channels.
Right.
And there were all these shows about just like ordinary people doing ordinary stuff.
Like That's Incredible. I love
That's Incredible, Real People, and Those Amazing Animals.
That's Incredible I thought was much better than Real People. Because it was really incredible and not so real.
Yeah. Okay.
And not always about people. Okay, now we're going to be a little sad. Empire Strikes Back and RoboCop 2 director Irvin Kershner is dead at 87.
Very sad. I was hopeful that once I finished writing the next great sci-fi movie that Irvin Kershner could direct it. But that will not
he
happen.
Can't. No. And also, I don't know.
I'm still holding out hope then for John McTiernan.
I don't know who you were going to cast in that movie, but I hope it was not Naked Gun and Airplane star Leslie Nielsen because he is dead at 84.
That was the worst, meanest segue ever. Oh no, it was actually very funny. Yeah, that's and then there was another one today.
It wasn't today. That was from 3 weeks ago, but I can bring it up. Dino De Laurentiis died as well.
Oh, okay. I thought.
But he was like 100. So.
Oh, okay. Ending on a sad note. Thanks again for putting those at the end of the group.
Yeah. Well, why would I put it at the beginning?
You're supposed to put them in the middle. That way we can end on a happy note.
No. You want to leave on a break and give them time to collect themselves.
Let's just celebrate the fantastic nature of the careers of each of these fine men.
RoboCop 2.
No. Let's talk about Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
You know, let's talk about Empire Strikes Back. Because, most Star Wars fans consider that to be the best of the film. I know I do.
I don't know.
Okay, most Star Wars fans brain.
It's in the top two. I don't know. I still think I'd consider the first to be the best.
Just because it was new? And you'd never seen it.
Yeah, and I was, at an age where I was just, I was
completely
awestruck
floored
by it.
Yeah. But Empire Strikes Back, I mean, was let's remove as much as we can just the experience of seeing the films for the first time. Just in the craft of filmmaking.
Yes.
Empire Strikes Back.
Much better.
The best of all of it.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know if we'll ever know to the full extent how much each person was responsible for the good and the bad of the original three Star Wars movies in terms of, you know, did George Lucas have any help directing Star Wars? I don't think he really did, but I've heard rumblings in the last few years that he had a lot of help writing it or at least doctoring the script. Because, again, we've talked about this before. If you go back and watch the screen tests, the script was terrible.
Right.
The script that they tested with was awful. I mean, it was like a bad soap opera. And obviously, there's a lot of stuff to
make
fun of.
And like the three latest films.
Right. And there's a lot of, there's certainly a lot of stuff even in the what ended up being on screen. There's still a lot of stuff to poke fun at. But, I mean, it was infinitely better than what was in the screen tests. So then, you know, again, I always wonder about with Empire, you know, what was taken away from George Lucas in that movie? And what did other people do? And how was it? Because it really felt like a much more intense, serious movie. Not that Star Wars didn't, but you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
I mean, it just had a feeling that was very unique to that film.
That's why for this movie, remember we were talking a couple episodes ago about that book that's out that's got, it's just loaded with stuff about like the making. Because apparently, originally, I want to see Irvin Kershner wanted Han Solo to die.
Oh, at the end?
Yeah.
Rather than being frozen?
Right.
Yeah. And they wouldn't let him?
Like Lucas like put his foot down or something.
He poo-pooed it?
Yeah.
And put the kibosh on it?
Right.
And then put his foot down in the poo-poo. That later Jar Jar put his foot down in.
Like when a giant rabbit steps in a poopy.
Sorry, giant cartoon rabbit who steps in the poopy. And you know, I've said it before, I'll say it again. One of my favorite characters in Empire Strikes Back, the soundtrack. That movie was so much better than it would have been otherwise because of John Williams' soundtrack. I think probably his best work.
Yeah.
I think between Star Wars, I don't know, it's a tough call between Star Wars, Empire, and Raiders of the Lost Ark, but I might have to give it to Empire.
And what about Cindy Williams?
She didn't really contribute much to the soundtrack.
Well, she was in American Graffiti, which...
Sure, which came before Star Wars.
Right.
Where are you going to go with this that's going to be either funny and or interesting?
I give up.
you're not joining in the fun here. Talking about the movie.
Because I don't know, you're just, you know, I can just tell you, oh, this is great. I mean, that's not really a discussion.
That's right. That's why I don't want you to say that.
I mean, you know, everyone already knows what you're saying.
Do they?
Yeah.
Not the people who like the original trilogy. They think Empire Strikes Back is the most boringest one, according to some people.
I think you better start, like, filtering the group that you hang out with.
No, I don't know any of those people. Trust me. Anyway. In fact, I had a sort of...
We're just going right
no,
off
I'm just saying. Here. I'm just saying I had a sort of family member once tell me that she thought Raiders of the Lost Ark was a stupid movie. And I seriously wanted to punch her in the head.
So that's where all the domestic violence comes from in your family.
Who would say that? Who would watch that movie and say it's a stupid movie?
Well, I guess when we press stop, you will tell me who said that.
That's right. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll talk about everything else. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about everything else in the old mashup.
Moosh, moosh.
Production of Chevy's all-electric Volt officially began yesterday. GM is auctioning off the first one for charity. You can go to bidonthevolt.com through 6 p.m. Eastern Time on December 14th for your chance to bid and win. Would you bid and win? Never. Okay. Thank you for your support of the economy. Microsoft is seeming a little desperate to move Windows Phone 7 devices, offering a limited time buy one, get one free incentive. That's not a bad deal.
Not a good sign.
But not a good sign at all. Honda has unveiled a new...
Have you played with one?
I did a little bit. Yeah. I talked about it. Don't you remember? I said I thought it was really cool except for the browser.
I don't remember that.
And I said that if Google released Chrome for it, I would probably get one in a heartbeat.
Uh-huh.
Because I like, I mean, you can, you know, without having to add anything to it, you can open and edit Word and Excel documents. And I really like the interface a lot. I like how everything's laid out. But the browser is terrible.
That's surprising.
I know.
What?
It doesn't, like, it. There's a lot of CSS stuff that it doesn't render properly. It's really weird.
You would think Microsoft would have that under...
You would think so.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I say that, but you probably don't know this because you're not in the same business that I'm in, but Microsoft is always under attack for having the worst web browser because they don't... The core of Internet Explorer is a proprietary thing that Microsoft developed, whereas other web browsers use something called WebKit. That's a really super fast JavaScript rendering program and processing, you know, whatever, core of the web browser. So they've also been behind in rendering CSS, which is what makes things look the way they look on the web. So there are certain things that you will see in Firefox and Chrome that don't show up right in Internet Explorer.
So do the Windows Phone 7, are they like completely closed like iPhone is? Or is it kind of open where one of those other companies can come out with a browser for it?
Oh, I'm sure somebody would come out with a browser. In fact, I think there might already be one or two other ones.
Okay.
You know, I haven't looked since the launch, so there may already be a new browser that people like a lot better than, you know, the version of IE that ships with
it. But I do want to know the answer to the question. Is Windows 7?
It's not open the way that Android is, but more so
than iPhone.
Yeah, I don't know how much Microsoft will say, well, no, you can't sell your app on here.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. And there are certainly... You know, there's certainly an app development program in place for
An app for that.
There sure is. Yes. Ah, ha, ha. Anyway, Honda has unveiled a new city car prototype in Thailand called Brio. The tiny car would sell for a little over $13,000 when released there. NASA is holding some big secret press conference tomorrow regarding Saturn's moon Titan. No word yet on what it's about, but there's a lot of speculation that people are wondering if maybe they found some kind of signs of life on Titan.
Ah.
Which would be pretty incredible. And would also nicely pave the way for the, you know, coming fake alien invasion that's going to happen 2 years from now.
Right.
I'm just saying. Porsche will release a mini SUV in 2014 called the Cajun, at least for now, based loosely on Audi's Q5 platform. Though, you know, I don't know. I kind of see those sport utility vehicles from companies like Porsche as kind of a waste. Right. I mean, they seem to be pretty popular, but, you know, they make sports cars. They shouldn't be making trucks.
Right. I agree.
I'm just saying. Playboy has followed National Geographic's lead from about a year ago and has released every issue of the magazine in digital form on a single hard drive. The 250-gig hard drive will set you back $300, which includes 687 issues from the past, which is a bargain compared to either the cover price or even the subscription price.
That's actually amazing.
It is. It's amazing. And unlike the National Geographic one, those boobs will not be very droopy.
Or natural.
That's right. More states are putting roundabouts in intersections rather than traditional crossed ones. While many Americans seem confused by them, they're safer than traditional intersections because speeds through them are low and head-on collisions are virtually eliminated. Since 2004, 100 have been added to Wisconsin roadways and nearly as many in Kansas, and Maryland has nearly 200 of them now. And Maryland... That's like what, the size of a big mall? So it must have like all
roundabouts.
And
this is
there.
Entertainment.
It's driving related, and driving is related to cars, and cars are something we talk about.
But yet not really entertaining.
It's entertaining to people who like cars.
Continue.
Gee, thanks. Microsoft is working on plans to make the Xbox 360 more like a cable box, either offering bonus content to subscribers of their existing cable companies or offering new channels altogether. They don't want to be left, you know, in the dust.
Yeah.
But
hey, Microsoft.
Like they played
Microsoft, I got
a lot.
An idea for you. Why don't you put a Blu-ray drive in there and then talk about how it's the all entertainment system?
Doesn't it seem like Microsoft plays a lot more catch-up than they should?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, Lamborghini has.
That's very big of you to make that statement.
Because you're
the biggest Microsoft fan.
I'm not the biggest Microsoft fan.
You're a big one, though.
No. What I've always said is that most of the people who trash talk them don't know what they're talking about, which is not to say that everything they do is good. It's just that I think I'm a little bit more objective. You know, I like the things that are good. I dislike the things that are bad. Just like I hate Apple as a company, I think they make some good products.
Right.
I just am annoyed with them as a company. Lamborghini has unveiled the Sesto Elemental, a $1.6 million car being produced mostly for track day use. So it's not really going to be a street car, but it's really cool looking. Did you ever hear back from that guy who...
No.
Okay. Did we talk about that already?
No, we don't have to talk about that.
We're not going to?
No.
Okay.
I can't really discuss people that I...
You just talked about Peter Billingsley.
Yeah, but he doesn't stay in our hotel.
Oh, okay.
There's a difference.
Oh, I gotcha. Harvard researcher, this is a big deal, what I'm about to tell you. Harvard researcher Ronald A. DeFino has discovered a way to reverse age degeneration in mice and is convinced that it's only a matter of time before he can do the same with humans. That's crazy.
Come on.
That is crazy. Crazy talk. VW has teased that a new microbus may be in the works, or at least in the cards, which would be pretty cool because...
So, like, trading cards?
No. Because that was actually a pretty cool vehicle. I mean, when you compare that to the Beetle,
is that,
for instance...
Is that the thing from Lost?
Yeah.
All right.
So they're thinking about doing, just like they did the treatment, you know, the modernization of the Beetle, they're thinking about doing that for the microbus, which would be pretty cool because it's a nice aesthetic.
Know. We'll see.
And that stupid Rutan thing that they had Chrysler make for them that... What's her name? Brooke Shields was hawking for
the
a while.
The Rutan client.
Yeah, exactly. Terrible. Terrible product. We made that joke before, Brendan. Yeah. You weren't here at the time. And if you keep it up, you won't be here the next time we talk about it either. Android media management app DoubleTwist has released a wireless sync solution, and it's supposed to be pretty great. So for you out there who are listening who have an Android phone, if you use DoubleTwist, could you... get that and use it and let us know what you think of it via email
or
Facebook.
You to work, essentially.
That's right. That's your homework, Android users. HP, this is actually kind of disappointing. HP has announced that they'll no longer be making Windows Home Server products.
Wow.
That kind of stinks because I don't know too many companies who make dedicated Windows Home Server products. And I was actually thinking about setting one of those up when, you know, next time we move.
Probably get these puppies cheap then.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. If you'd like your very own non-functioning portal gun, a super awesome replica is being auctioned off for charity at a dinner in Seattle on December 7th. It looks so cool.
But it's non-functioning.
Right. But, I mean, it actually lights up. It does both the orange and the blue lights and everything. It looks exactly like what it looks like in the game.
Wow.
I don't know how people make these things. People got a lot of time on their hands.
Yeah.
Anyway, that brings us to the end of the mashup, which means, as always, it's the time when we tell you our votes for the best and worst entertainment moments of the week. Please, Tony, as always, give us your worst.
My worst is, you know, they released, what is it, iOS 4.2,
yes,
I believe we're
they
at
did.
Now?
Yes,
for the iPhone and the iPad, giving the iPad multitask functionality, which I still... On both the phone and the iPad, don't really like the multitask functionality.
I don't think I've ever really used it.
No, it's not like...
Real multitasking.
It's not. It's not. But I don't even want to discuss that. My biggest problem here is that they've, for whatever reason, decided to take the switch on the side of the iPad, which used to lock the screen orientation. They switched that and made that mute function. So now you have there's all this stuff you have to do on screen in order to lock the
that's weird.
Portrait or landscape orientation, which is so annoying.
So let me ask you a question. So if the iPhone now has multitasking,
yes,
how do you take advantage of that?
Double hit the button twice. Did you hit it twice?
Yeah.
See the row of things on the bottom?
Yeah.
Those are things that are still open.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
So how do I close them?
You hold your finger down on one of them, as you would delete an icon.
And minus it?
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
but it's
like
not.
That.
Here's my point. It's not really open.
It's not? It just saves a state?
That must be what it is. I mean, some things I go back to when they're well, I think they're just saving the state. I can't imagine that, you know. Well, you know, I don't know. I want someone out there.
I don't
there
like that at all.
No. It's not...
Because it was like everything I've ever used, basically.
Yeah, it is.
It doesn't seem to make any sense.
And some things, when you press it, like if I expect it to still be open, it should come up and be exactly where it was. It'll just start over again.
Yeah, so how is that really multitasking?
That's my point.
I think it's fake. I think they're faking it. Just like they did the whole, the iPhone 4 is so much faster than the previous ones. This is just as fast as your phone. ever since that one update.
I don't think so.
I'm telling you. Well, what's something that we could launch that would... Here, let's do it right now. Go open Safari on your phone and close all of... And you're connected to the Wi-Fi here, right?
Yes.
So let's close all of your windows except one, right?
Well, you can't close the last one.
That's what I mean. Yes. So close all the other ones.
Yes.
And go to... Okay, so let's go to Google.
Like okay. Google.com or go yeah, to the go, little...
Google dot, sorry, Google.com.
Hold on. Well, and you then, type faster than I do, though.
No, we're gonna type it, and then we'll hit go at the same time. Okay?
Well, that's not going to be different. That goes by the speed of the internet.
No, because if that process is faster, then the browser should render it faster, too.
Oh, really? Okay.
Right?
So we're doing it from the bar in the window.
So now what we're going to do is let's just pick some random thing to search in Google, right?
But we're doing it from here.
Yeah. We're going to pick something to search. Let's do Green Lantern. Okay, so pick Green Lantern. This is not the test.
Oh wait, how about Green Lantern?
No,
we don't want Green Lantern.
So pick Green Lantern and then do a search.
You didn't press.
No, that's not the test.
So the test is to press the.
Yeah. So here's what we're gonna do. So if you scroll down, once you get your search results, the third one is.
Oh, I didn't do the results. I thought that's what we were doing.
No, do the results.
Third one is Green Lantern Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia.
Really? The third one? That's so weird. You got different results. How could you get different results in the same program?
I don't know.
That is so odd.
Okay, I capitalized green. Does that make a difference?
What we want to do is... mine's capitalized too. How weird is that?
Well, do you find that in your list?
Yeah, but that's not the one I wanted to go to. The third one in mine is... GreenLanternMovie.WarnerBrothers.com, and that's the one I want to open.
And I'm not showing that on the list?
Yeah, here it is. Okay. So now it's right in the middle there. So when I say, I want you to hit that, and we're going to see which one of us finishes rendering the thing first. Ready? Okay. One. So here's what we're going to do. 3, 2, 1. I'm just telling you. We're not doing it yet.
Oh, my God.
What we're
going to
do is 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, all ready? Right. 3, 2, 1, go. Done.
I'm not. I'm still not. Now I am.
Okay, so I finished at least two full seconds before you, and you have the iPhone 4, so yours should have been much faster. So see, that's what I'm saying. I think they lied about the whole thing. We're on the same Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but let's try this off air. I mean, this isn't entertaining to anyone.
Well, it's interesting, don't you think?
We'll test this along.
Liars as always.
Yeah.
Okay. So my worst entertainment moment of the week doesn't really have to do much with mainstream entertainment. It has to do with the fact that I have a 2-year-old son who's very into Christmas this year.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we wanted to take him to see Santa at the mall. That's what you do when you have a 2.5-year-old kid, right? Okay. I see you shaking your head, even though I know you
because
hate kids.
Your kid is going to cry at Santa.
No, he didn't cry.
Every kid does that.
He didn't cry.
Okay.
He didn't cry at all. In fact, he didn't make a peep, much like Santa. Who wouldn't talk to him and wouldn't say ho, ho, ho. Now, I know you can't see what I'm doing here, but I'll show you for the benefit. So we're like, okay, this is the most lame Santa ever, right? And we just wanted him to be like Santa, be jolly and say ho, ho, ho and all that
kind
of stuff.
Wait, let me ask first, where was this Santa?
At Woodfield.
In the middle of the mall?
Big mall. The big mall.
Oh, that surprises me. You would think they would have
the biggest mall in the area.
Right.
Right? They got
the
big setup in the middle where you go and you pay your stupid $20 to have two crappy pictures of your kid taken with Santa, printed on a stupid, like, brother inkjet printer on crappy paper for your $20. So he's sitting on Santa's lap, and he's a little freaked out. He didn't cry or anything, but I think he was confused as to what was going on, you know. Santa wouldn't talk, wouldn't ho-ho-ho or anything. So at some point, Amy, like, kind of yells over to Santa, hey, can Santa ho-ho-ho for our son? And this is what Santa does. He goes, he just makes this like goofy face.
Did Santa
speak
English?
Yeah. Because then later, you know, I said, do you want to tell Santa what you want for Christmas? And he said, cars. And I said, what else? He says, choo-choos. I said, oh, what kind of choo-choos? Thomas. And then Santa goes, oh, Thomas and Henry. And I'm like, that's it? You're whispering train names to my kid? Where's the ho-ho-ho? Where's the jolliness? It was the worst Santa ever.
Wow.
Now, to his credit, I do think his beard was real.
Oh,
but other than that, it was a mockery of the holiday spirit. Okay. And I was deeply offended.
Was Santa awake or sober?
I don't know. I didn't smell anything. So it could have been vodka.
Did Santa smell like meat and cheese?
Smell like beef and cheese. You sit on a throne of lies. I should have said that to him. So that was my worst entertainment moment. All right, what about your best?
It has to be the quality of watching a movie on Vudu.
Yeah.
And just how that just opens up a new
world of
arena to me. Yeah. Unless, of course, Comcast pulls the plug on that at January 1st.
Yeah. You know, this is not the first time Comcast has tried something like this.
I can't believe that.
Remember they tried to block streaming of some concert? You remember that?
No.
There was some concert that they a couple years back that they tried to block streaming of.
Was it Miley Cyrus? Because I completely understand that.
No. No, I don't know who it was.
No, but anyone who has a PS3, the Vudu thing... Again, there's no monthly charge. You just pay per view. And
that's very cool.
It's so cool. I love it.
Yeah. Sounds good. Sounds like a winner.
The quality. Yeah. The quality is just amazing.
Yeah.
What's
I should try. I should try Netflix streaming again on the 360. Although you have not had the same experience with that, have you?
I've got experience with that. I've watched
as good
that.
As Vudu?
Well, no. Every once in a while, there'll just be a little
A little glitch. Yeah.
Or a little noise.
Right.
I mean, this was just Blu-ray.
Flawless.
Perfect quality.
That's so cool.
Through the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's sometimes cool. I watch something on Hulu and there'll be a little delay maybe in the voice.
Right.
That's annoying to me. I can't watch anything.
Out of sync, you mean?
Yeah. I can't watch anything that's even like half a second out of sync. It drives me crazy.
It is very annoying. And it's even more annoying when it goes back and forth. When it's like in sync and then out of sync and then worse out of sync.
Right.
And then less and then worse and then less and then normal. That's really aggravating. Because then you're constantly
aware of
it.
And then Joey Fatone.
Yeah.
And sync.
Oh my God! Good reference. That was a good reference.
Yeah, thanks.
For my best, I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm just going to say that Pandorum was probably my best, only because we expected it to be terrible, and then we ended up really enjoying it.
Did you rent this?
We Netflixed it. Oh. Yeah.
Instant?
No.
Oh,
Blu-ray. Yeah, I had the account on hold because we didn't have time to watch movies, right. And then all of a sudden they showed up. Because, wow. You know, they unhold your account automatically after a certain number of months.
Well, they want to charge you.
Right. Yeah. But I showed them. I never updated my credit card.
Ah.
But then I had to, or they were going to call the cops on me. So.
Yeah, nice story.
Really. They got the final word on that one. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. Again, I recommend it for sci-fi lovers of all ages, really, except young ones. So of some ages. And that's it. That's all we got. You got anything else?
No.
All right, cool. Don't forget to visit us on Facebook and send us messages, especially if you have an Android phone, because we want you to try out that double twist thing. And let us know if there's anything specific you want us to talk about when our buddy Todd joins us again in a couple of weeks. And hope you all had a nice Thanksgiving. And as always, thanks for listening. We will see you next time.
Bye.